Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
And welcome to the Cubby House live for the 6th of June 2011. Thank you very much. Also to Lisa and Lonster from the Hang 10 team. Now, I'd like to introduce my panel here for you tonight.
So it's your panel now.
Why are you bothering to introduce the buttons, Cookie? Have they been talking to you
that's
again?
That's pretty vain.
My panel for the next hour here at Joy 94.9, we are asking those that are still listening to us to see if we can beat the Hang 10 crew of two members signing up for our Radiothon.
I thought there was 10, not two. Well, two is a pretty lame target, if you ask me.
Well, it is 10. I'm getting confirmation. We want to see if we can beat them to this hour. If you'd like to join or re-sign up your membership for tonight, the number to call is 1-300-JOY-949. We have three wonderful phone operators. We have the very stunning Andrew, the very sultry Marcos, and the very glamorous Robert, all there ready to take your memberships.
I mean, they're sitting outside the studio, and they're so lonely.
Hey, guys, we forgot something.
What?
Who are we?
We are the Cubby House.
What does that mean? What does the Cubby House mean?
We are the Wolfiest Show on Joy 94.9, and tonight we are going to be bringing you the topic, that little thing called hope.
Now, we've talked about quite a few things so far in our live season of the Cubby House. We've talked about the effects that we have in the universe, about the jobs that we do. We also talk about our relationship with ourselves, our relationship with others. We've explored what's the deal with daddies, and also just nice things like that.
Like what it is to be a bear.
What it is to be a bear. Because we're the Bear Show on Joy 94.9. Now, we were going to present Modern Love Meets Modern Life this week, but we're pushing it back for another week because we've got another show which has just bumped its way in for this week, which is called The Little Thing Called Hope.
That Little Thing Called Hope.
Now, just to give you a prompt, we have come up with this show very much on the fly within the space of 24 hours because there has been something that has happened to the bear community. We have lost one of our comrades this week, so we thought we'd bring this sort of show together, not only to remind ourselves why we are still here, but also to remind you why we are a part of such a big community, such as the gay community, bear community, and for that fact, Joy itself, and why we are still in existence.
There are some little messages that we can pass on to you.
Now, we are going to be talking first up about depression in our first segment, then we're going to talk a little bit about just a small, just puny little change for the better. And finally, finishing up with that dash of hope, almost sounds like a concoction of a cocktail.
Luckily, I'm going to move on, and we have an SMS topic. We have a wonderful SMS topic tonight.
How wonderful is it?
It is fantastically, brilliantly golden.
Kevin would know. He composed it himself.
Of course I did. All by my linthem. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our SMS topic for tonight is, what is your biggest reason to hope? And how can they get in contact with us, Jack?
Oh, you can send in your SMSs to 0427JOY949 or email on the computing machine with the internet on air at joy.org.au. But there is also the Joy 94.9 iPhone app. This is exciting.
For those of us that have iPhones.
Not me.
Not me.
Yeah, I'll skip out on that one too. But yes, if you'd like to join throughout our show, we do have a prize to give away in this hour. That is the Flexi Car.
We have the Flexi Car free membership plus $100 worth of driving credits. So it's valued at approximately about $200. Car sharing is a cheap, green, and easy alternative to car ownership. By joining Flexi Car, you can save thousands of dollars, cut your environmental impact, and get 24/7 access to 100 new Flexi Cars.
So we'll be giving that away to anybody who does sign up on 1300 Joy 949. If you'd like to sign up or re-sign your membership.
It's a bit of a touchy-feely episode of the Cubby House Project.
Again, can we not have touchy-feely episodes?
Oh, I'm sorry, but this is hurting me.
Clearly,
I'll hurt you, Jack.
Clearly, Jack's a bit under pressure, so we're going to exacerbate this.
On Joy 94.9 during our Radiothon program.
If you'd like to call and join up or re-sign your membership, the number to call is 1-300-JOY-949.
Now we've got an SMS topic going on at the moment, which is, what is your biggest reason to hope?
And if you'd like to send us your messages for that one, the number is 0427-JOY-949 or email on air at joy.org.au. And someone we do have on the air right now is a member from the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard here to talk to us about our first topic of depression. Welcome, Dominic.
Hello there, how are you?
Hey, Dominic.
Hey, guys, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing super. Thanks for asking.
I'm sorry to hear for your loss as well. I'm just adding such loss for the person.
Yes, we'd just like to dedicate this particular program to anybody that feels under pressure themselves or kind of feels in a little bit of a rut with no way out, that if you're kind of feeling like this way or you know somebody who is, I'd listen in for the next 8 minutes or so.
Sounds like a very good idea. Thanks for having me on board.
So one of the first points of contact which somebody can make if they're not feeling too well and would just like to talk about it at least, is the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard.
Absolutely.
So, first of all, what is the switchboard about?
Yeah, we're a free telephone counselling service and referral service for the GLBT community in the Victoria and Tasmania community. So it's free, it's anonymous, and it's confidential.
And just overview, what do you normally get calls about? I'm assuming one part might be depression, but what are some of the other issues that people have raised with you?
Absolutely. In terms of that, and hand in hand with that, everything from coming out to self-identity to anxiety, as you quite rightly point out, relationship issues, suicidal ideation, hope and aspiration, pride, a sense of joy, all of those things.
Now, the reason why we've brought you onto the program today is to speak about people who are depressed or, you know, an ongoing rut. So what are the major causes of depression?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the major causes are, as I say, just then, especially within our community, a lot of people feel isolated, alone when they're coming out, for example. They don't know who to turn to. They don't know who to talk to about these things. And so people really just need some support around that. From that, anxiety, relationship issues, sometimes relationships don't go the right way. That causes a lot of anxiety for ourselves, obviously, and within the relationships. And people need support around that when they're going through those.
Now, is it more likely to affect certain types of people, or is it just a broad spectrum?
Yeah, there are some stats around in terms of that. People who are of youth, so the younger generation, tend to have a high incidence, and also people who are more isolated, so regional, rural areas. So we see higher incidences, for example, in rural Tasmania, rural Victoria as well.
And what are the biggest ways that it affects people's lives?
Well, that's a big question to ask. Anything from a change in behaviour, for example, people can change from extremes, from one extreme being very reserved and isolated, and to the other extreme being extremely extroverted, for example. So there's an absolute change in people's behaviours, and as a result of that, a change in their affect or their emotions, people withdrawing within themselves, not wanting to connect with the community, becoming more and more isolated, thus increasing their anxiety, unfortunately.
So if I were to feel like I was in a rut and that there was no way out, what could I do to help myself?
It's a really hard question to answer, to be honest with you, because unfortunately when you're in the rut, you don't really necessarily know that you're in the rut. The best thing is to maybe if you can, is just, you know, step aside and have a look at what's going on in your life, what's changing, where you are. Has there been something happening in your life? Is there a change in relationships, a change in circumstances, any loss happening in your life? And if you're able to, obviously, have a conversation with somebody, there's somebody close to you, call Switchboard, of course, speak to somebody about what you're experiencing and what that means for you.
So I've actually got a friend, or more in a case, a friend of a friend, who I know is going through a bit of a rut. What would you suggest I do as the help or the friend, or perhaps things I probably shouldn't be doing?
Yeah, sure.
As friend.
I suppose, it's a really hard call to make, but generally speaking, what you wouldn't want to be doing, anybody generally speaking, is to, you know, point fingers or make people make decisions for themselves, or on their behalf, sorry. You want to provide them with a good ear, listening to what they're going through, be empathic to what their needs are, rather than giving them advice. A good counsellor will always be the person who sits there and listens. And that's what people really do need in terms of support when they're going through these issues.
And is there a step afterwards? I mean, after contacting the GNL switchboard, what sort of steps happen generally afterwards as well?
I suppose, generally speaking, it's up to the person who's making that initial contact. But what we would refer potentially that call through to is, you know, maybe some face-to-face counselling to get the direct ongoing support and contact. Switchboard is obviously there throughout the period of time that we're open. But, you know, people might want to get that face-to-face contact to get that further support as well. And as a friend, absolutely, always be there for your friends who are going through these issues. Listen to them, be available to them and for them, whenever you can as well.
Okay, well, that's about all we have time for. Thank you very much for coming on board, Dominic. And just before you go, what is the Gaily Edsbyn switchboard number that we've been speaking
absolutely.
About?
Absolutely. So for Melbourne and the metro area, it's 9663-2939. Regional Victoria and Tasmania, it's 1-800-184-527.
Okay, thank you, Dominic, for joining us on the Cubby House Project. We really appreciate you coming onto the show at such short notice.
No problems, and thanks for having me.
That was Dominic from the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, and if you'd like to contact them, and you missed the number, we'll be announcing it later on in the show. And we would like you to love Joy as much as we do, because I know for you, Kevin, you've only just really started on the radio show, but I know Jack and I have gone through many years, and we've even gone through a course through Joy, of all things.
Yeah, that's the Certificate 3 in Radio Broadcasting. Thank you to the Foundation of Young Australians.
And thank you to Joy, and without that, I don't think you and I would even be here or even know each other.
I heart Joy this much.
it's the fish story. See, Jack, wave his arms around.
I've got a big arm span, but you don't know that.
And moving on from Jack's arm span, we'll introduce our second topic.
Well, the second topic is actually what I was hoping to work into. Try a little change. Try a sign up to Joy and see how it works for you. 1300... Joy 949 is the number to call if you'd like to re-sign or join up as a new member. We do have prizes to give away, not in our show, but you can also join for the major prize of one of six prizes.
And it could be yours if the price is right!
Ah! Wrong game.
Oh.
Anyway, getting back on track. Try a little change. They say a change is as good as a holiday. And for most of us, we've all been through some pretty huge changes in our lives. And some we brought on ourselves, some fate just happened to throw upon us. I think sometimes that you really just sort of have to think about your big changes and realize that they didn't just happen out of nowhere. They started with tiny little changes. Don't you agree, Jack?
Yeah, it's kind of like carving the Grand Canyon out of little droplets of water. That sometimes it's a bit of a gnawing, a little progression, and sometimes it's a goddamn landslide.
Well, that's the same analogy I use, but in a different context. How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
Exactly.
As long as it's not an endangered elephant, at which point, Cookie, I'd have to put you down.
It's a pink elephant, all right?
Yeah, eat all those all you want. But anyway, so thinking about some of the small changes you have in your life, can you think of any examples, the two of you?
Small changes? I just think that it's sort of an organic ebb and flow, that I don't believe I'm the same person as I am today as I was yesterday.
The concept that you create yourself every day?
I create myself every day.
Cookie?
To create positive energy, I take on positive energy. I smile. Even when I'm not necessarily feeling appropriate, in public, I smile.
And what a pretty smile it is.
Thank you.
Now, I've jotted down a couple of notes about, you know, some of the small little things that happen in your life that end up with big changes.
We love notes.
Yes, we love notes. Sometimes it's about the compliments you get for changing your hairstyle. It's about the acknowledgement for all the effort you get at work. It's about all the moans you get from your lover when you do that thing he really likes. It's about the satisfaction you get for finishing that artwork that you didn't even know you had in you. It's about getting up 10 minutes earlier in the morning to make yourself breakfast. And it's about meeting random strangers in the bar and realizing that they're not as scary as you thought and actually aren't that different from you in the first place. Have any of those happened to you guys?
No, but I reckon that last one's happened to you quite a bit, because I get a lot of compliments for you as you have this aura of confidence that I know coming back home, and because we live together, I know it isn't always there, but you seem to give it off, even
Kevin's
if it's not true.
Kevin's getting sheepish. He's smiling.
We're so moving on. This isn't about me. This is about us as a community. It's about the little things that we can do for the people in our community.
I mean, a philosophy which I hold towards the bear community is the care ethic, which is care ethic. And
our pronunciation is good this episode too, yeah?
Yes. And a part of what we're all about is working together to try and make the world a better and kinder place through this care ethic, that you're looking out for one another. Now, it's something that we don't always necessarily achieve, but it's something worth striving for. And the way that we do this is to make sure that other people we make sure other people know that they're valued, that they can be beautiful people, and they are beautiful people.
Of course, they're beautiful people.
So a perfect slogan, just out of randomness, that I found one day, and I still would love to live up to these days, is, don't give me your money, give me change.
Hey.
Hey, it does work. Sometimes
I say this a lot on the program, but every little step is a little act of courage. I mean, when looking at little things that you can do to change the world or change yourself in a little way, I found that having a dog or a cat or even a goldfish. I know a person that's obsessed with goldfish. You've got hundreds of them, and it's channeling something outside of yourself and into something else. That having a dog to come home to, it changes. It's nice to have somebody that's just waiting to come home for you.
I know. It's the concept of not giving up on trying. I mean, if you have this idea or this goal or something that you want to achieve, and honestly, go for it. It's worth your time. It's worth your effort. The achievement that you feel from having, you know, gotten this goal is just amazing.
And just because everybody does it doesn't mean that everybody does it because it works for them. Everybody does it because it fits in. But sometimes do something different for yourself.
And it's not only about yourself. It's about what you can do for others. The little things that you can do to make someone else's life or someone else's day just a little bit brighter.
One of those things is actually keeping this station on. I'm going to harp this until the day I die.
Cookie, you are such a shill.
You're stealing all my topics and my sentences. Bugger off.
Joy has actually made a big difference in a lot of people's lives, mine included. And I'm not just saying in terms of giving me something to come and do every week, meeting new people, being on air and expressing my own opinion. It's also given me a time to reflect. And one of those points of reflection was when I heard my trainer, Adam Stobbs, speak about how beautiful he felt. One of his greatest achievements was the year we got our first certificate. He had tears in his eyes. And I thought, if we can do that, we can change the world.
Now, the whole reason about trying a little change in someone else's life is basically this. Think about the person sitting next to you. Think about the random people in your lives. Regardless of whether you think they're uncool or socially inept or just smell funny.
Or all three.
All three at the same time. Maybe they have bad breath. Remember that basically they're human. They breathe, they eat, they dream, they fart, they come, they sing along to their favourite songs, and they drive on the same streets as you. As my favourite doctor always says, humans are simply brilliant. And we could do it with a lot more of a reminder that in our day-to-day lives. Not just about how brilliant we could be, but how brilliant we are. Now, I personally have a challenge for everyone in the next week. I would like you to try one of two things. Try complimenting a stranger, just randomly, on something cool. Hey, Jack, I really like your hairstyle today.
That's not true. You hate rangers.
Yes, I know, but I tried. Or, if you're the person receiving a random compliment this week, try believing that the person is actually sincere and believes what they say.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. I know how much you love rangers.
So, there's a challenge for all of you. Go out. And on today's show, we also have the SMS topic. What is your biggest reason to hope?
You've got to keep on hoping, that you can't really give up on hope. Otherwise, you're resigning yourself to a cruel, dark nihilism, which is not... It's crippling.
Jack, do you one day hope that you won't be a ranger?
I'm going blonde slowly, so...
So... On 0427 Joy 949, the question we'd like you to answer for us.
What is your biggest reason to hope?
I hope that I'll get a big sundae with sprinkles and...
Jack, it's not all about you. It's not all about you. In fact, we have a wonderful new thing, don't we, Cookie? Yeah. That's not a wonderful new thing, Cookie. That's just your old tunes on your laptop.
But I like it, because we are going to have a look at the laptop now and go through all the people who we'd like to acknowledge. We haven't got Listener of the Week this week because we'd like to stop and take time to compliment and acknowledge people throughout this show, throughout the podcast, throughout Facebook history of our show. People who have actually messaged in and said things that have made us stop, have made us think, have made us reflect on the ideas that we've come up with and what we think about them. So I would first of all like to send a big woof. Now, I'm using woof in the complimentary term.
Not like she's a dog, woof.
No.
Or you want to sleep with them, woof.
Yes, well, woof can be multi-usable in the bear culture. So a big woof in this case, and a big thank you to Adrian, for starters, who has to put up with me every week after this show. I'd like to make a big thank you to he who gives me a bed every week so that I don't have to travel all the way back to my home, a good half an hour away, and then have to get up early in the morning to go to work.
I'd like to thank God. I'd like to thank all the children. I'd like to thank my cosmetic surgeon for making me so beautiful on radio.
Jack, you're not that blonde yet.
I'd like to thank me for being me every week on your radio.
You're really
Jack.
Not. You're really not that blonde yet. And you're not in a swimsuit. Okay, I personally would like to have my first shout out to Timmy in Sydney. Would you just move your furry butt down to Melbourne already, please?
So I can call you Kevy more often.
Shut up. You remind me that there are people out there that, you know, are out there and listen to us and actually give a damn about what we say.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But also to all the people which actually listen to our program on a week-to-week basis, like me.
Someone other than you, Jack.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one.
And even people who message in, like I know one of the people who we get messages from is Steve the Truckie. So, first of all, thank you very much to Steve and to Anonymous, who quite often messages in.
I'm sure they're not always the same person. And to Richard. the multiple Richards we have in our lives.
And Johnny and Johnson.
Too many Richards.
And I'd also like to just have a quick shout out to my regular playmate who I catch up with after every single show, who gives me a bed to crawl into at, you know, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. Saves me my trip out to the country, because apparently I live in the country.
So do you feel the warm fuzzies yet? I know I do.
So we've said our thank yous, and we'd like to thank you for listening to us and our rants on occasions.
Our many, many rants.
But we'd also like to thank you to those who already have signed up to Joy, and to those who would like to sign up now on 1300-JOY-949. So we've put out our positive vibes. We'd like to see what we get in return. We are going through the Radiothon week, and if you'd like to renew your membership, the number to call is 1300-JOY-949.
But you know who else is ready to take your call? The Gay and Lesbian Switchboard. That you can call them, and they've got people ready to listen right now at 9663-2939. That's 9663-2939.
Now, we are talking on the Cubby House tonight about that little thing called hope. And we have been asking you on 0427-JOY-949, what's the biggest thing you live for and hope for?
Let's try that again. What's the biggest reason to hope?
Tension.
We have had feedback not only on the SMS line, but also through our Facebook page. And what is the response from Mr. Kieran?
Our response from Kieran, it's quite a bit of an essay, so I'll leave you to go and look at our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/thecubbyhouse, to read the full thing. But I'll just read a little bit of an extract from it. I guess hope is something we do to survive, a mechanism that allows us to tolerate what we can't change on our own. It allows us to look to the future with anticipation and the belief that we can overcome anything in our path one day.
Oh, I love it.
You also have one from Joe.
We do. Joe's a little bit more money hungry. He hopes for a pay rise.
Don't we all?
No, I'm not so worried. I'm just wanting a satisfied job. Oh my God, we have a caller. We have a caller.
Thank you very much for giving us a call. We now feel
validated.
Thank you. That's your word.
We have one caller. I'm happy.
So, yes.
Set your standards low and you will reach them every single time.
We have asked you what the biggest reason you hope for.
Cookie, you need to learn to read. What is your biggest reason to hope?
So, let me ask those in the studio, what do we hope for?
Jack, what do you hope for?
What do I hope for? I believe that there are uncharted horizons which are just around the corner, and these are very exciting. We're talking about science, we're talking about robotics, we're talking about physics. I mean, the entire giant hadron collider, it gives me a big nerdgasm thinking about all the secrets of the universe we can learn.
Cookie, please hand him a love wipe.
Yes, I shall.
Cookie, what do you hope for?
Simple, actually. It's what I would think a lot of people hope for, at least on a personal level, and that's a family. I'd like to be able to create my own family, be it a partner, be it a unit, be it the 2.5 kids with the dog and the white picket fence. I want to create something that I've been able to combine and it works. So, you know, the love and the compassion and the people that make me want to live until my dying breath.
Well, a family can't love you like a proton can.
Oh, and world peace.
Oh, my God, can we get off that topic, please? You're not blonde enough either.
Clearly. Clearly.
All right, well,
Kevin,
for me,
what do you hope for?
For me personally, it's that innocence that you have as a child, that ability to pick up a stick and pretend that you're a knight and it's a sword and you're going to go and slay the dragon, or, you know, setting up all your blocks and Lego things and making Godzilla come through and destroy the whole thing. It's that innocence that you have as a child. And it's that concept that, you know, there are things that we as humans, we cannot see and we cannot understand, But that doesn't mean that they're not out there, and it doesn't mean that there are not fantastic things right now. Kevin, not in the future, but right now.
We're not so different, you and I, Kevin. We're not so different.
Keep your neutrons and protons away from me, boy.
Damn.
Why? I'm sure your imagination could make them to be quite wonderful things.
I mean, it's something that occurred to me while we were talking about this out of the studio, is that I think what you're on about with the whole whimsy and imagination thing going on is maybe that is the reason why so many bears have a fascination with superheroes and Doctor Who. That you can just have wild abandon.
It's all supernatural and fantasy and geekery and, you know, just the concept that, you know, there are things out there that are fantastic and, you know.
I mean, what could be more exciting to the imagination than a man who has a box that can go anywhere and anywhen and do almost anything?
Don't forget it's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
It's a bit like Cookie.
What? Okay. I'm not getting TARDIS, you know, stenciled onto his forehead.
But we are talking about this because we've got a very serious motivation for talking about hope today. And that is because that when you feel as though that you're in a rut, it can feel extremely difficult to look at tomorrow and see anything of value.
And hopefully we've reminded you on the show that not only does, you know, your life have a silver lining, sometimes every goddamn cloud is made of silver. There are fantastic moments out there, and do not forget that.
We are the Cubby House live on Joy 94.9, and we have had not one, but two callers. Thank you very much to Adrian, who's just renewed his membership, and to Brett, who's also called in and signed up.
Haha, we own your soul for the next year.
However, I know...
You're part of the soul of Joy.
It's a good soul to be part of.
It
like,
is.
Like Gaia. I know Adrian's part of the fan club for Facebook on thecubbyhouse.com/thecubbyhouse. Is Brett, I wonder, a fan? If you'd like to go in and double-check your like status, please do so. We'd be very interested to have you on board.
Now, I actually had a very personal reason for bringing up the topics that we brought up today. And it actually happened because of the Mind episode that we had a couple of months ago. And we brought up depression and things like that. And I came to this realization that maybe I wasn't quite handling things the way I was or the best that I could. And that I had to take a little bit of a look at my own personal life and sort of realize that maybe I'm not okay. And maybe that it was time to go and talk to someone. So I actually did go end up and talking to someone, and it was, it's a battle. It doesn't, you know, bang and you're done. It's something you work at. But I have been diagnosed with depression, and I'm on antidepressants, and I am starting to feel better. And I'm starting to feel better because I have the support of the people around me as well, like the two of you.
Thank you.
Like the Vic Bears that we have. That's a family and a little tribe of my own that I can go to when I need to.
Do you feel... a metaphor that quite often comes about is a lot of us are in the gutter, but some of us are looking up at the stars. You feel you're, instead of looking down at the gutter where you are now, you finally be given a reason to lift your head and look to a brighter future.
I have lots of bears around me that remind me that there are stars out there.
I mean, when you hear things, when you're feeling down, you hear a lot of positive messages, which are like, oh, you're stronger than this, you can keep on going, everything's going to be fine. But at some point, you've got to come to terms with the fact that sometimes it's okay not to be okay.
It's and really okay to not be okay.
And if you walk out with any particular message from today's program, I would just like to urge as strongly as I can over the radio that it is okay not to be okay. That you're, by not addressing these things, by not voicing these things, by trying to pretend that they don't exist, they don't affect you, they're just going to get worse.
And don't be ashamed to talk to someone. That was my biggest fear. I mean, I know not everyone goes through the same things, but for me, I was ashamed to talk to people about it. Bring it up, talk to people, get different perspectives. Just if you can't trust your own opinion, talk to the people that you love and trust.
That there is always a way out. That if you're feeling in a rut and you're trapped,
That's the fifth time you've mentioned that rut, Jack. Do you have rut on the mind?
Well, okay. Can I quickly just jump in here? We did mention that we are dedicating the show to someone. That someone's name was Raymond. So sadly, we've lost Raymond in this life. But I personally just found another person who I would like to dedicate this to, who is still around, and his name is Harry. I hope you're still listening, Harry, and I hope this show has helped you in some small way. Cubby House Live on Joy 94.9. We are about to wrap up, but before we do, we would first of all like to mention next week we will be involved in one of the biggest bear runs in Melbourne for the year. It is Southern Hibernation 2009.
Woo! The biggest and the only bear run in Melbourne.
Well, yes, and technically it's the biggest in Australia.
Yes.
And so, New Zealand.
You two will be there as part of the organisers, and I'll be there running around as a photographer. So if you'd like to come check us out... Come say hi. All the events are listed at southernhibernation.com if you'd like to check out what's going on and which ones you'd like to come and see and have fun. And
we'd love to see you there.
So that's the Cubby House for another week. How do you feel?
I feel great. Like, it's sometimes a very sad thing to talk about, but having talked about it in such the way that we have... I think I've learnt something, if nothing else.
Excellent. Now, don't forget that this week, if you need to contact us, you can check our website out at thecubbyhouse.net.au.
Yes. We can find lots of lovely tidbits, including past shows that we've done, show notes, reviews, essays, photographs. It's a wonderland.
Don't forget to add us on Facebook as well. Cookie, what is the page?
Facebook.com/TheCubbyHouse, or woo-hoo! Look up The Cubby House Project. Now, in a few moments, we'll be joined by Alan and the Soul Time Show. But for now, thank you very much from Cookie.
I'm Jack.
I'm Kevin.
And don't forget to renew your membership on 1300 Joy 949 with Alan and Soul Time. I love Joy. You love Joy. The Cubby House loves Joy. And we will be back next week to join you for another discussion of cub and frivolities in the bear world on Joy 94.9.
This is Blue from the Potbellies. I heart Joy, and you should too. Call 1300-JOY-949 and support Joy by becoming a member. 1300-569-949.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.